It's Monday, December 26th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Yemen is an unstable country. International Christian Concern reports that it is torn between Iran-backed Houthi rebels who overthrew the Yemeni government in 2014, which are pitted against a multinational coalition led by Saudi Arabia. The conflict over the past 7 years has left the civilians in ruin. Tragically, 11,000 children have been killed during the conflict, equaling roughly 4 children a day, according to the United Nations Children's Fund. This number only includes the verified cases. The actual numbers are believed to be much higher. At least 74 children were among the 164 people killed or injured by landmines between July and August alone. Plus, the Yemeni kids suffer from malnourishment, lack of effective medical care, preventable diseases, and little access to clean water and hygiene services. The small population of Christians who converted from Islam keep their faith hidden for their protection. According to Open Doors, Yemen is the 5th worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians. Areas in the Midwest and the Plains experienced one of the coldest Christmases in 40 years, reports the U.S. Sun. Roughly a third of the country experienced a winter weather warning. The National Weather Service reported that wind chills from the blizzard conditions were life-threatening in the Midwest. Around 100 million Americans in 37 states were placed under winter alerts and wind chill alerts, and at least 18 people have died due to the severe weather. On Christmas Eve, 5,711 flights were canceled, reports FlightAware. On Saturday, an Arizona judge ruled against Republican Carrie Lake's election challenge, effectively confirming Democrat Secretary of State Katie Hobbs as the state's next governor, reports Fox 10 Phoenix. Lake's team had called Richard Barris, the director of the Big Data poll, to the witness stand, who claimed between 25,000 and 40,000 voters were disenfranchised on Election Day because of issues at polling locations. But in a decision Saturday, Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Peter Thompson, who was appointed by then-Republican Governor Jan Brewer, found that the court did not find clear and convincing evidence of the widespread misconduct that Lake had alleged had affected the result of the 2022 general election. Lake has until 5 p.m. today to respond. Hobbs takes office as Arizona governor on January 2nd. A town in Missouri has kept minors from attending a holiday drag queen show, officially promoted as, quote, family-friendly, end quote, due to a trend of similar events proving to be anything but family-friendly. The New York Post reports that the Chesterfield concert venue, The Factory, which hosted a drag queen Christmas Wednesday, announced hours before the show that ticket holders younger than 18 would be turned away. Chesterfield, Missouri Mayor Bob Nation addressed local ordinances which prohibit exposing minors to certain kinds of sexually charged entertainment. Mayor Nation said, quote, "In no way is this meant to disrespect or put down the LGBTQ+ community, or in no way is this meant to restrict drag shows. Those are legal entities. It's just the content that we were told might occur. We thought we would suggest limiting the age limit," end quote. The Washington Times added that doubts about